Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. State officials and the California Highway Patrol held two ceremonies this week in Sacramento to honor fallen CHP officers. One of those officers, Thomas Adams, a Fortuna native, was killed in a traffic collision near Piercy while on duty last February. Adams was the lone CHP officer to die on duty in 2011, and his parents were on hand for the ceremony. Karen Adams, Thomas's mother, is a CHP emergency dispatcher for the Humboldt County Communications Center. A county deputy on patrol near Bakers Beach in Trinidad stopped to assist a vehicle which had been pulled over into a turnout lane. As the deputy approached the vehicle, the driver pulled away, and the deputy observed that the vehicle registration was expired, and after requesting a check, the deputy learned that the vehicle had been stolen from Hoopa. The driver of the car, 44-year-old Kelly Burns of Hoopa, then led the deputy on a four-mile pursuit that ended on Old Wagon Wheel Road in West Haven, after Burns collided with a parked vehicle and then fled the scene on foot. Deputies caught Burns, a wanted felon on parole, after about 50 yards or so, and he was arrested and booked into county jail on several charges, including reckless driving, resisting arrest, and vehicle theft. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence in the 21,000 block of Teal Avenue in McKinleyville this morning and found an indoor marijuana grow with more than 250 plants. The house was unoccupied and set up solely for the grow. Members of the County Planning Department inspected the wiring and deemed it unsafe, and PG&E cut off service to the house. The case remains under investigation. Congressman Mike Thompson, along with Alaska Congressman Don Young, led representatives in rejecting an amendment to the 2013 Appropriations Act that would have cut off more than $15 million in federal funding for the Pacific Coast Salmon Recovery Funds. The cut was proposed by Tea Party Congressman Paul Brown of Georgia, who was under investigation for illegally hiding more than $300,000 in campaign contributions. Thompson said in a statement that a strong salmon population is an important component of a strong economy, and that a 20% cut to the Pacific Coast Salmon Recovery Fund would devastate salmon recovery and kill local jobs. The amendment was struck down by a wide bipartisan margin, and the recovery fund will be fully funded at $65 million for the upcoming fiscal year. A team of marine biologists from Humboldt State University and the North Coast Marine Mammal Center were able to free a juvenile gray whale, which had become entwined in fishing gear in Humboldt Bay. Along with help from the Coast Guard and Fish and Game, scientists were able to cut the whale free. And although the whale suffered deep cuts while entangled, it did manage to make its way back out to sea. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Between now and the June 5th election, we will regularly feature interviews with the candidates running for local office. Today, we feature the candidates for the 2nd District Supervisor's seat and their views on the drug culture and 215 in Humboldt County. Up first is an excerpt from incumbent Cliff Clendenin, who is in favor of marijuana legalization.
Ideally, this would be would be taken care of at the federal level, and that continuous conflict of state and federal law is a real challenge for us. We have 215 and Senate Bill 420, which allow medical marijuana. We certainly want to take care of the patients that legitimately need that for cancer, arthritis, whatever. You know, it's sort of turned into a giant loophole that has effectively legalized it, but we still have black market prices.
Challenger Estelle Fennell answered the same question, and here's an excerpt from her response.
Now, I've been astounded to hear some elected officials act as if this was the answer to our economic woes, and I really differ on that. I think that what we really need to be looking at is diversifying our economy providing growth in the economic sector that is stable and is not linked to the black market. I think that people who talk about legalization as being a panacea for all our economic woes are very much off the mark.
You can hear the full interviews of both candidates by going to our website, KINS1063.com. And that's your North Coast News on this Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.